Hey turds, what's going on? It's been a minute. Can you tell that we have like little scratchy little voices still? Probably not really anymore.
Yeah, everybody is getting down with the sickness. Like literally Everybody is sick this week. Like it was a rough time.
Rough time. I mean, I was pretty chill other than like my nose. My nose was just full on clogged, but I didn't really have any other symptoms.
Lovely.
Like I didn't
just walk around with all the snot in their nose.
It was crazy. Yeah. But thankfully that was all I had. Like I didn't really feel like a fever sickness in any of those ways. So very thankful of that. But yeah, what happened to you? Do you know?
So
what
you got? We flew back on Sunday, like Sunday yesterday or whatever, Sunday the week prior, because I had come to my hometown to say goodbye to my grandfather who passed away. It was a really wonderful service. We had like 200 people show up from the community, and then we had a big bonfire at my dad's house or my parents' house. So it was really rough. That sucked, but it was good to go back home. Feels like I've been going home a lot lately. And then I came back with an ear infection, like a straight up, I have never had such a swollen eardrum that I was living in a fishbowl for like 7 days. It would not pop.
That's literally the worst.
So crazy. Like I tried gum. I tried doing all these inversions. I was like, jumping jacks, whatever I could do. And it still wouldn't pop after like 7 days. It was so brutal.
And you were on antibiotics?
Yeah. I went to the doctor on Monday and I got some antibiotics, and it still took like 6 or 7 days for it to actually pop and like release the pressure in my brain. Anyway, I don't know if that's bad, but I did have a lot of like ear infections as a kid. So I go to the doctor, right? This kills me. And she just looks at me and she's like looking up my nose and in my ear. And then she's like, did you have a lot of ear infections as a kid? I was like, yes, this is not a new thing for me. And she's like, yeah, I can see a lot of scarring. Just keep an eye on your hearing. And I was like, what? Oh my God.
What?
I know. So I have to like, I need somebody to look at my ears and tell me how bad the scarring is. And like, what? I could be losing my hearing. I'm 35 years old and I'm worried about losing my hearing. Like I'm officially at the point where I'm a grandma.
Oh,
like, right?
No.
How can I not be
okay,
a
wait, Kate. Yeah, you already listened to your headphones like so high. Like I can hear your headphones and I'm in a different like county in Oregon. So
now I'm spiraling.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm so sorry. Anyway. Yeah, just definitely just keep an eye on it and get it checked and don't be one of those 50-year-olds that can't hear anyone or anything that's going on.
Anyway, it's been a really rough couple of weeks for me. Like my grandpa died, I had an ear infection. And stuff was happening in the world that just was like really hard. But I did actually have my cousin come over, and my aunt and uncle were in town. My favorite aunt and uncle. All of my aunt and uncles are my favorites, but they're my favorite. And they came to see the house. So I got to like show them the house and see the babies again. And that was really nice just to like see family.
Yeah.
Like I've had a lot of good that's family amazing. Time lately. So anyway, those are my updates.
And guys, you can't tell because you don't know what it looks like, but Kate rearranged her office. So she looks like she's in a whole new place. It's crazy.
It looks good. And you said her lighting.
It does
look
really good.
I put on some like LED lights because I was like really wicked jealous of yours and your background. But I just got the cheap ones from Target, so they don't look as cool as yours. But anyway.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, thanks, Spence. Even though Spencer does not like them, he told me it's way too intense, but that's okay. They're super fun and vibey. Nothing really to report over here. Just been chilling super hard. Moontrix was on Thursday. Just chilled through the weekend, worked on Friday, which was kind of a bummer after Moontrix, but it was a short weekend. So yeah, just looking forward to a little bit calmer days. It's been really beautiful here. It's been like in the 50s, but it's supposed to start snowing on Friday
and
it's going to be snowing for the foreseeable future. Yeah, it's supposed to snow in Portland too, Cave.
I know.
So watch out. Be careful. Just be safe and all the good stuff. And then, hopefully nothing too crazy has happened, but everyone's been saying that February is just going to be straight snow. So that is not exciting for me. I'm not stoked on that. Yeah,
it is what it is, I guess. Get through the snow. Not great.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I don't know. Nothing really exciting. We're really sorry we didn't record last week. I literally like realized on Wednesday. I was like, oh gosh, like we didn't even try. Like we didn't even attempt.
Like I was so just hopped one up of on those... NyQuil and just like moved up the medication. So it was just not going to happen. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah, that's how I was too. I literally was taking like either what's it called? Mucinex or DayQuil or whatever, like every like 2 to 4 hours. It was crazy. Otherwise I could not function. It was insane.
Same. I'm convinced that I know that they're probably the same efficacy rate or whatever, but like the liquid NyQuil just will literally knock me out so much stronger than a pill. So I've just,
Oh, interesting. I just hate the taste of it. I would never buy
really?
It.
Really? I don't mind it.
Oh God. If that tells you something about Kate, guys, I don't know what does. But
oh my God, that only reminds me of like, remember when little Wade or whatever, little John used to do like grape soda and cough syrup or whatever?
Oh yeah, totally.
I never got that.
A lot of people used to drink cough syrup. Like, ew, what an age. That's gross.
But I don't like
flavor. Anyway. Oh my Lord. Wait, going back to the very beginning of the pod though, this is Kelly.
Oh shoot! This is Kate Flair. Good job.
Yeah, we're just a little off. No big deal. We're not on NyQuil today, guys. But so it'd be really nice to take it and just sleep really good, though. That would be lovely. But
yeah, I didn't go into the office last week because I was like very contagious. But and let's not get crazy. I have like contagious. A little tiny thing of NyQuil every day. I'm not like crazy. Please don't call me with your concerns. It's very sweet, but I'm okay.
Tomorrow is Squish Luck. I don't know if I've talked about that on here before, but we started a thing just in winter so that we have like dinner with all of the friends like once a month or whatever. We're doing a thing called Squish Luck because our friend group is called Squish and it's potluck. And so everyone, the like host picks a theme and then everyone just brings food over for Squish Luck. And so we just get to eat together once a month or whatever. Just a nice way to get together. And the winter is kind of chill and it's just nice to not have to cook dinner one night of the week. And so yeah, tomorrow is Squish Look, and then it's actually like my long weekend, which is really lovely. And then yeah, we're just living our best lives, you know. We're just living day by day at this point because January feels like 12 fucking years long. Like what in the actual?
It always feels
it's
like
been
that.
Crazy. I know, but then February.
I'm so excited. Except yeah, February. It's so true. Now we just like have to go
wait.
February.
You have to give an update on your whole 30. What the heck? How's it going?
I feel really bad, everybody. Okay, this is what happened. I'm not on my whole 30 anymore. I didn't make it. I made it to like a whole 22 or whatever. But they had brandy shots for my grandpa at the bonfire. And I just like thought to myself, in 10 years' time, I'm going to be really sad that I didn't partake in like celebrating his life. So I absolutely did cave at that moment. I think he'd be proud of me.
Has it all been downhill from there? Caving.
Yeah. I mean, it's all downhill at that point, but I am going to plan for March because February we've got to go to Colorado and there's Valentine's Day. There's like way too much stuff happening and March. Mm-hmm. I can actually like give it a really good go and prep and plan and just be ready for it. So I am planning March.
Okay.
But yeah, that's no, I'm good. Definitely not on my whole 30. I'm sorry, everybody. Keep at it. Keep strong. I have faith in you.
Yeah, everyone is going strong. I did have dinner tonight with Natalie and Kyle, and they're doing so good, and they really feel great. So, I mean, it's hard, but it's definitely they're feeling like the good effects of it at this point. So that's proud. Amazing. And also, I love eating whole 30. Like, if someone cooked whole 30 for me all the time, like I would 100% eat it. Yeah. It's a matter of actually like cooking it and doing it. And I don't know. That whole part of it is the hard part of like having to meal prep and all that stuff, and like literally cook every meal because you can't eat like anything processed or anything with sugar, and everything has sugar in it. So it's just wild. But
yeah, there's lots of recipes that like we do on a regular basis that are from my whole 30s, like broccoli and beef or, you know, whatever. So as long as you know what you're doing, or if you have the ingredients like ghee, or if you have, I don't know, whole 30 approved syrup, like coconut aminos or whatever, as long as you have some of this stuff in your house, it's usually pretty easy to whip together. But it's the consistency and it's the dedication, because like on the whole 30, you're not supposed to overeat, you're not supposed to snack, you're not supposed to, it gets really stringent. But we normally eat pretty low sugar and low processed foods on a regular basis, or at least we try to. I try to, I should say that. I definitely bought one of those like family size things of the salsa verde Dorito, green Dorito things. Because my husband loves those. I literally went to like a
window. Is that whole thing approved, Kate? No,
definitely not. But my husband loves that flavor. And they like only had, they saw like a Costco family size pack. Anyway, so we're definitely not doing the Whole30 anymore.
That's okay. Those are worth it for sure. Doritos are always worth it. 1000%. I haven't had a Dorito in a minute. Are they as good as I remember them being?
I mean, it's a Dorito. It's literally a corn. Like, how good is a Dorito? They're not good. Get out of here. I would much rather have a hot Cheeto.
Okay, well, burst my bubble.
Sorry about that. Okay. No, Doritos are gross. Like, no worries. They're gross. Get a Ruffle. Get out of here with your... Do we need to have a taste test for a potato chip?
We could do that. That would be sweet. Best. I love, but then it's just like hard because then you have like a billion bags of open chips that you're never going to get through before they all go stale.
Buy one that's like not good.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the risk we take as content creators.
I mean, that's what happens literally every time I buy shit for the Trader Joe's haul. Honestly, I'm like hate half of the things and I'm like, ugh. Like, what am I supposed to do with it? I just threw away that nougat. Remember we were talking about that? I threw it away today. It was in my cupboard and I was just like, God damn it, just throw it away. So I did. But anywho, you want to get into our topic for today?
Yes. Excited about today's topic. I feel like for the last 2 weeks, I've tried to put a list together of faves because I've been on the couch and I've just been like looking at TikTok and not doing much. So I feel like I have some options, but I'm excited. Like, I feel like it's been a minute since we've talked about the stuff we're watching, what we're doing, what we're like, you know, products that we're using. So faves today.
Nice. Yeah, let's do it. Actually, you just reminded me that I have so much TV that I've been watching. Like, your girl is catching up on all the things because I now have Apple TV. Thanks to Gary.
Did you watch the Diddy thing on Peacock yet? The Diddy documentary?
No.
Okay, I haven't either, but I'm literally going to watch it in the next couple of days. We should watch it and then come back and okay. talk about it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I'm interested.
Absolutely.
Anyway, go ahead.
Speaking of, also, I was wondering if you had any tea on the, like, Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni situation.
No,
I haven't been like, following it. Attention. Yeah, me either. Mm-mm. I listened to a podcast on it.
Forward.
Yeah. And it seems really intense, but I don't want to speculate or anything. But, yeah, shit's crazy. Like, people will suck. Like, why are they doing that? It's so insane. Anyways. But also yeah, hot take. I low key hate Blake Lively. So, I'm not saying that she's in the right, but I'm just saying that, yeah, whatever. Anyway. Okay. Let's
go into a hater. I like you, Blake Lively.
Wait, don't have her come after me. She's probably part of the like Illuminati or some shit.
T-Swift are like besties at this point. I like T-Swift. So, I can be, you know, we'll be pro team and you can be the neck team.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anywho. Okay, you start.
Okay. So lately we've been spending a lot of time in front of the TV because we're sick and gross and just trying to stay alive. So we started watching Resident Alien with Alan Tudyk. I think that's how you say his last name. I love him. He's so fun.
I have to Google what it is. I've never even heard of him.
His voice and the way that he plays the character, hilarious. Like, it's just a funny show.
Okay.
And it's on Peacock. It's, I think, 3 or 4 seasons deep at this point. So there's, like, lots of episodes.
Damn.
And he can get really lost into it. So, and it's, like, kind of a Mork and Mindy thing. Like, he's an alien. And I don't know. Is that right? Mork and Mindy were aliens? I can't remember.
Oh, I have no idea.
I think it was a different show.
The reference. Sorry. Interesting. That's cool though.
Anyway,
you guys always find the weirdest TV shows to watch. So it's very impressive to me. Like I would never even know where to find that.
It's a sci-fi original. So like if you liked a lot of the sci-fi original stuff, then okay. you might like this.
Okay. I'm going to do it. TV because you're talking about TV. So I've been on the Ted Lasso kick. Mm-hmm. I have never seen it before. I'm on season 3. I'm like almost done on season 3 at this point. And, yeah, love it. Like, you know, it's like such a universal show where every single person you talk to is like, it's so good. And I'm like, how could every single person think that it's that good. It is literally that good. Like, it's so freaking witty mm-hmm. and funny. The writing is so good. The characters are so good. Like, the development is so good. Like, man, I just love it so much. Jason Sudeikis is chef's kiss. So good. So,
chef's kiss. Yeah. Look at you.
Anyways, have you seen it, Cave?
No, I haven't watched it. But
oh my god! Wait, I'm so jealous that you haven't seen it, because like, just watching the first season is so freaking good. Oh my god! So what happened is I started watching it, and then Garrett came in and he had never seen it. So then we started it over, and then we were watching it together. And then Rosie came and she had never seen it. So we started it over again. So I got to watch the first season like multiple times. So good. And it's so freaking funny. Like, all of his one-liners. Oh my gosh. Anyways. Okay. That's all.
Okay. I need to get into it. That's on Apple TV, right?
Wait, I kind of want to watch it with you now though. Can we watch it again together?
Okay.
Yeah, it's on Apple TV.
Have you been watching Silo then? Because you have Apple TV.
Oh, no. That's on my next on my list. So then once I got done with Ted Lasso, or kind of in between, I've been going back and forth. I've been watching Severance because the new season of Severance just came out. Have you watched Severance? Yeah.
No, but I wanted to because I love that guy, Adam Scott or whatever his name
Adam
is.
Scott. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He just was on a podcast too. He was on Armchair, of course. And he's so funny. But also he looks really creepy in that show. But so I didn't realize that there was such a huge break between season one and season two, because it came out in like 2020 or 2021 or something. So yeah, they've been waiting years to find out what happens. And I just got to go straight into it and watch the first season and the first episode of the second season. So everyone's like, ah, but anyways, yeah. It's real weird. It's like definitely like one of those like HBO type shows where you have to like be invested in it. You know what I mean? In my opinion. But I do think it's really interesting. Like, it's a wild world for sure. So
That's how I feel about Silo. You got to like get invested in it.
Interesting. Because
it's pretty intense. It's pretty intense. And it's like, I don't know. It's just one of those that you can't just like skip in and out of, you know?
Yeah.
The Resident Alien is very much one that you can skip in and out of.
Gotcha. But
anyway. Nice. Right on. Okay. So can I switch to a product?
Go for it.
Okay. I definitely had these in Mexico when I got married, I don't know the brand name, but I will probably post it on the Instagram once I find it. They're the little shower steamers.
Oh, like they're Restore.
Ones. Yeah. Restore. Mm-hmm. They're favorite. So wonderful. Cause like I've been sick and snotty. Mm-hmm. So like breathing in the eucalyptus or whatever, even if it's from a stupid little shower steamer, like I'd rather have actual eucalyptus in my shower, just like whatever. But the shower steamer works wonders. It was great. I needed that last week. It was a game changer.
Yeah, no, it's so true. I've been using them a lot lately too, just for breathing. Yeah. And they're like actually decently strong too. Like the scent is really powerful when you're actually in the shower. So highly recommend. Yeah, they're great. Okay. I'm going to do a shirt because it's cute and it's on Amazon and it's whatever. Wait, how much is it? It is $14.99. It is the BTFBM Women Off the Shoulder Top 2025 Summer Sleeveless Ruched Ribbed Shirt Asymmetrical Slim Fit Y2K Going Out Top.
What?
That is a cool name.
You bought a going out top? Oh, Kelly.
Is that like so millennial of me or what? It's so cute though. It just is like, you don't have to have it like off the shoulder or whatever, but it is really cute. Anyways, it's just a shirt.
Oh my God. I haven't looked at it yet.
But it's just like the perfect like black classic tee that you like need. You know what I mean? So they just have like such good deals and they're always like cheap.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
Anywho,
that's it. I'm not going to say much more about it. It's a shirt. So you know, that's all.
God, 1990s is calling. Anyway, it's coming back, people. Get your acid wash denim out. It's going to be great. I'm just kidding. Okay, recently went to Target for the first time in like forever because Target's expensive as all hell, but that's where they have the good drugs. So you got to go and get like NyQuil and all the Restore shower or whatever. And I stopped at the little cosmetic thing, and you know how they always have like a bunch of those face masks in like little pouches. I had been looking for a charcoal like face mask for in like a jar or something. You know how you used to get like the green tea? You know, I don't know, like the cheap stuff you get at the grocery store where it's like the green tea clay mask. Haven't been able to find it in forever.
Totally.
2 or 3 years. It's ridiculous. But I found one at Target and I really liked it. And I don't remember the brand name of it. Ooh. But it is at Target. It comes in like a little... Anyway, I will find it and I will put it on Instagram. But I did find one and it's awesome. I used it this last weekend.
I'm sorry. I'm just laughing because, okay, the whole point of this is so that people know what
it is.
And you didn't even write the brand down.
All I wrote down on my list was Target face mask. I meant to look it up and then we just jumped into this. My bad.
I'm sorry. Okay. Anyways, so if anyone wants a mask, go to Target. That's the end of the story. Anyways, okay.
I'm looking it up.
Because it's late on a Tuesday, as per the usual. We're recording late in the night, but
it's the Shea Moisturizer one, and it's called Clarifying Mud Mask.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
To look it up, girl. On my receipt on my Target app. But we got there, everybody. Don't worry.
Nice. Okay, my next one is going to be, it's not really a fave. I mean, it is a fave, but I should have just done it in my intro, but I totally forgot. But I want to just shout out like Bend, Parks, and Rec. So we have these two locations here in Bend called Juniper and Larkspur, and they are like big park, basically, areas. But they also have like gym and rec centers in them, and they're very affordable. It's so cheap for like a gym membership. They have classes that are included. They have swimming pools. In the summertime, they have this like full like water park like situation. They have like walking trails. Also, they have like obviously a full gym and whatever, a locker room and like all this other stuff that comes along with it. But it's just been so fun. I've been swimming and obviously going to classes and whatever, but just also using the gym. I've been preparing for Italy in June, and I've been going on the Stairmaster every day. And yeah, it's just like, it's so fun to like, I mean, I love being outside. And this week or today even, it was like 51 degrees was the high, which is crazy for January. And so like I went outside, but I've been trying whenever it's like shitty outside, I've been going to go in there, and they have like a sauna and a steam room and a hot tub and all that stuff too. So after you do all your stuff, you can just like go and sit in the sauna and the steam room and the hot tub and chill. And or if you just want to feel like if you're sick, and I was last week, and I just sat in the steam room and the sauna like the whole time, and like my nose was just hating but loving it at the same time. So yeah. Anyways, it's just such a lovely, like affordable thing that I'm like so obsessed with, because like last year, you know, I was doing Cycle Bar and it was like $100 a month, and I was only doing cycle, like, and this has all different types of classes, like yoga and cycle and kickboxing and water aerobics and like, yeah, just like step classes and all these crazy things. And so it's just so nice to have like a full array of different ways to work out in one location. And it's really close to my house. So it's just so convenient and lovely. And I love it. So, yeah.
Can you take guests? I have to like buy a guest.
Yeah. I think it's like $9 for a day pass or something. It's not, it's not too bad. And it's, yeah, you could be there for
cheaper than a cycle.
Oh my god, I know. And you could be there for literally the entire day because it has everything you could ever need.
Yeah, like a yoga class is like $25.
Yeah, like so true. Lot. And you don't even get the sauna and the steam room and all the fun stuff too. So yeah, worth it for sure. Whenever you come, we should go.
That's good though. Man, I need something like that. Oh man. Okay, my last one is going to be a store, because I honestly, when was the last time you went to a Cost Plus World
Market? On Saturday.
Oh shoot, really? Oh day, okay.
Well, it's we have one, so I always go, so I, like, I love went it. There.
I do love it. So I went in there because I was looking for string lights for my office, because it needs just a little bit of a different vibe in here. And I was like, cool, I'll go there and get something that looks like kind of cutesy and perfectly what I'm envisioning in my brain. They had two options.
Dang
like
it.
Two options, and it was not good. But I was like walking around the store and I was like, this is cute. This is cute. Oh, that's cute. This is cute. Why do I shop here more often?
Yeah, so, they do have really cute stuff.
That's part of my regular stuff there. So anyway,
nice.
I also had to buy like a little tea bag holder thing because I broke mine. I usually put it right by the sink, and it just holds my, like, that's where my diamond is right now, just because I cook dinner and do dishes and stuff. So they have really cute tea bag holding things. What are they called?
Yeah,
tea
saucers? Okay.
Whatever they are.
That makes sense. Cute little saucers. Okay. My next one is going to be, I had dinner tonight with Natalie and Kyle, and Kyle last fall went hunting and he got a deer, and so they still have like ground venison and stuff in the freezer. So they, and like they knew how much I like venison, and so they invited me over for dinner, and so we had venison bolognese with spaghetti squash because they're on the Whole 30. So yeah, it was all Whole 30 approved, and it was so yummy. And I just, I'm not really like a pasta-y girly, but I love spaghetti squash. So it was so great. And I haven't had spaghetti squash in a minute. Like, I just haven't cooked that in forever. Like, it's been a while. I, it used to be in my rotation, and it's not
my
at all.
My sister loved that as anymore. Kids, but
yeah,
I haven't had that same. In such a long time.
So anyway, shout out to spaghetti squash. You're still an MVP. I love you.
Yeah, I do love venison. It's one of those – yeah, that's a good one. It's a special occasion. Right on. And good for them for doing all Whole 30. Like, that's amazing. That's really all that I had, though. I didn't have any other
things. So good.
Because, like I said, I've been basically the crypt keeper for the last
week. Wait, give us your song. You said you had a song written down.
Well, I have one, but it's kind of dumb. I don't know. I feel a little embarrassed sharing it.
Oh, my God, no. Give us your girl anthem, your girl rock. We love it. Come on. Right, everyone loves it.
So I was like traveling back and forth from California for a bunch of times. Anyway, and I was just getting into like new house music. So this is really embarrassing. Mm. But there's one that I've been like low-key obsessed with. It's called Slytherin by Mandragora. It's a very housey, bassy song. And I've just
– I was going to say, I've never even heard of the band or no, whatever you call
I've
it.
I've never heard of them either. They just like came up on my Spotify like playlist or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's called Slytherin by Mandragora. If you feel brave, go listen to it and get back to me if you like the beat.
Nice. My last one was going to be a song too, and it popped up on my Spotify as well. Well, it's kind of like – I kind of already knew. Anyway, so I ended up buying – there was pre-sale for a band called Rainbow Kitten Surprise. Have you ever heard of them?
No, but I already automatically love them. Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Yeah. And they're coming to Bend. They're coming to Hey Ho in August. And so I'm really excited to see them. I love some of their songs, but I didn't really know a whole lot of them. So I've been listening to them, but then they just popped up on like one of my playlists that I listen to like while I'm working and stuff. And there's a song called First Class. And it's just like really interesting. Like, I don't know how to describe it other than, yeah, it's like, I don't know. They're just a really interesting band. So I don't think this album is from 2013 that I was like listening to that this song is from. So it's not like it's new or anything. They did have an album in 2024. So I don't really know any of their like new music, but I've been listening to them. I mean, I've heard songs like over the time, but I haven't really been listening to them like full on for very long at all. But yeah, it's just been like on repeat lately. So
cool.
It's about just like falling in love, I guess. Yeah, they are coming to Bend in August. So anyways, but all of their songs are really good. So if you are interested.
August 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Okay, cool. That's like super in the future.
Yeah, they always put out their like Hey Ho lineup like pretty early. So
okay, because that's the big that's the big amphitheater, right?
Yeah, and they only do music from like May to September, so it's pretty short time frame. So they try and get as many bands in as possible, and they all do the like everyone's doing the pre-sale now, you know. And if you don't get in on the pre-sale, then the tickets are like insane. So it just sucks. You have to be like following the band, know that they're coming to Hey Ho, and then be on the pre-sale and then actually get a ticket. It's such like such
like
a nightmare,
a process. Yikes.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Anyway, concerts are crazy these days, you know? You know what I mean?
Well, you would be the authority on that. You go to a lot of concerts.
I have a hole in my sock.
Wow, really? Sorry about it. That sucks. Yeah. Welcome to life. Anyway, let's move on. Is that going to be your grievance for the week?
Yeah, my grievance for the week is definitely holes in socks, because that is very depressing. No, you know what's even worse is like when you – now I'm going to throw this sock away because this sock has a hole in it, but this sock does not. So then I have one sock in my drawer that doesn't have a partner, and it's very sad. And yeah, and then I have to wait for another sock to get a hole in it so then I can match up the two that don't have partners. You know what I mean?
Sounds like a downward spiral for sure. Sounds like a problem.
If that's my downward spiral for the day, then I'm doing really well. So
we're doing okay. Yeah.
Today's been rough. So to say
the least. Okay. Should we shift into gratitudes and grievances? Let's talk about your grievance. But it can't be the black sock because it's a black sock.
Oh my God. I just said my grievance. Okay. Another grievance. Let's see. Would be, oof. I don't know.
Okay.
I can't think of anything that I can talk about on the internet. So,
yeah. Of the many things that I have been grieving as of late, the one that I will share on the podcast, it's just cold. So like, do you get, cause you and I have the same car. So my tires, when it gets a little cold, I always have the thingy, the check your tire pressure thing. Mm-hmm. Come on. And then I had my husband do it today, but anyway, long story short is I don't want to deal with my tire pressure, even if it's cold, like it's 2024. How am I still dealing with like temperature changes in pressure? It's just annoying. Like get it figured out, Toyota.
They should auto-inflate, eh?
Right? It should fix itself. Absolutely. Yeah, but it doesn't. So I had to like get the air compressor out. I had to like fix all the tires. So.
That's a bummer. Wait, I actually, since we didn't record last week, I actually do have a grievance. This is not from this weekend, but the weekend before. I actually got a flat tire and I had to change my tire on the side of the road.
Oh, I saw
not
that.
Really. It was in a parking lot.
On
but
Instagram, I think.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Lex posted it. She was my helper and,
proud of you for,
it's just knowing how to a do bummer. That,
though, 'cause like not a lot of people do apparently.
I mean, it was a little bit of a rough go, but we got there. It was great. I feel like I've only ever done it with someone else. And so, it hasn't ever been that terrible. But what's crazy is just like, I guess the grievance in itself is just like, why are we all getting so many flat tires in Oregon? Like literally since I've been in Oregon, I think I've gotten 4 things in my tires, maybe not flat. Like this was definitely flat, but like I've gotten in where it's like my tire pressure is like drastically going down, you know, and I take it in and they're able to plug it or whatever. But this time it was like, we went on our hike and came back and my tire was flat. So it had to be changed. But anyways, it's just weird that Oregon has so much shit on the roads. Like is street sweeping not happening or what's the dealio? What's going on? Why is there so much metal on the roads? So I don't know. Very strange.
But yeah, I feel your pain because I have to deal with it every freaking time that the weather decides to change 10 degrees. Like why? It's so sensitive and annoying.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to be my grievance. Did you have a grievance or you want to switch to the gratitudes? I'll let you switch to the gratitudes.
No, my grievance was flat tire.
Well, your grievance was flat tire. Okay, your grievance was a sock and then you stole my grievance. But sure, go ahead and move to the gratitude.
Okay, you know what? My brain is working at like 10% capacity at the moment. So this is the best you're going to get.
It's been a rough go of it lately. I feel like ready for like some refreshing vibes. But anyway, we'll get through it. Go ahead.
Yeah. I know. Anyways, gratitude. I am grateful that it's almost the end of January and I am grateful that we're just moving one step at a time, but I'm very grateful that I have a lot of friend trips coming up in February and we're doing like a Galentine's thing with all like my ladies here in Bend. We're going out to wine tasting out near like Portland area. Cave is not going
to
be there, unfortunately.
I have to go to Colorado. I would much rather go to girls' Galentine's because going to Colorado in Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Kill me now. So I'm sorry that I'm not going to be there. I'm really bummed. And jelly.
Yeah. But I'm just grateful for friends who plan and make trips and want to do fun things like that. And yeah, it's just so fun. So very excited about, I get to see Kaif this month and Sam this month. And yeah, I'm just grateful for all the ladies.
Yeah, I'm grateful for time passing, honestly. Like, it's been a rough 2025 and it's like only the end of January. Like, does not bode well for the rest of the year in my book. So I'm really hoping that maybe this is the tail end of grief and sadness and sickness and grossness, and then we can shift into the rest of 2025. So I'm just really grateful for time passing, even though January feels like the longest month. We're definitely done with it. Mm-hmm. So put that in your book. Move on. Going into February. Get after it again. It's exhausting. Yeah. Damn. It's pretty tiring.
It really is.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, I'm proud of us for doing it.
We're
doing it big.
That's so sad. Yeah. Hopefully that'll get a little bit better as we move forward. We'll have more to be grateful for than time passing.
Man, no, these odd years, they always are a little rough. They're a little hard.
Like an odd year. It's like the beginning of the end, but it's not.
Just case. Really vague descriptions of the years. Anyways, yeah, we love you all. And we'll see you next week. We'll be here. We promise. We have a plan for recording. So
thanks for being candid.
Love ya.
Bye. Bye.
That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram @Candidly30. Thanks for being candid with us.